I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our regular conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a weekly Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. We started our most recent series of segments a few weeks ago, and for the next several weeks, Dr. Husing is going to continue to provide details to his 2018 State of the Region and Inland Empire Economic Forecast. What Dr. Husing says is the best economic forecast for the Inland Empire that he has ever delivered in his half century as an economist. Job growth in the IE is growing faster than in any other region of California, and most short-term economic indicators look good. However, we asked Dr. Husing to remind us of what he calls the IE's biggest challenge to economic prosperity, the relationship between poverty and education. Now, you've in the past indicated that poverty levels and wealth levels seem to, they're correlated to education.
That's right. If you're going to look at poverty, if you're going to look at an economy that is largely blue-collar / technical in terms of its most important sectors driving it, you're looking at an area that is marginally educated. And that is a difficulty, and is one that those of us at the IEP, working with people in government, working in people in business, working in people in education, that is our focus.
So this is the main challenge for the Inland Empire economically, is
absolutely.
Education.
Now, partially, this will solve itself, because one of the things you see happening in the west end of both Riverside and San Bernardino counties, as well as down in the Temecula-Murrieta, Wildomar area, is what you're seeing is people migrating because they can't afford housing in the coastal counties, even for well-educated younger people. And so they're moving and bringing their educations with them. Mm. So you see it in Menifee, you see it in Wildomar, you see it in Temecula-Murrieta, you see it in a whole arc from Rancho Cucamonga through Upland, Chino Hills,
sort of
Norco,
Corona. This well-educated immigration coming into the IE.
It is starting to happen there, which is, that's the final stage of the maturing of a region when it gets that piece. And that is starting to happen.
Well, then the next challenge, I guess, is to try to upgrade the educational level of everybody else.
That's the great challenge, but do we know how to do it? No. We really don't.
I know that's the subject of a lot of meetings and confabs lately over the past few years.
It has
everybody
been.
Realizes this now for our region, is that education is the biggest challenge. And are there any discussions of how we can do this?
There's a lot going on. I mean, a huge amount going on. What you see, for instance, is there's a terrific set of programs down in Coachella Valley where they've picked three or four major sectors. And they've started working with industry, working with the three school districts. They've set up within the high schools, sort of like an institute, where if I'm, say, a freshman, when I was in the 6th, 7th, 8th grade working with industry, I got to go tour different kinds of facilities to see what I might be interested in. When I then start as a freshman, I can then go into a specialized piece of the school that's aiming to train me to go into medicine at various different levels, mm-hmm. or to go into advanced machine work, or to go into construction work and come out ready to go to work.
So these institutes at these schools could do either, they could channel kids either toward
4 years
toward education, toward higher education,
or towards community colleges, or to work.
Or the other, I guess, training models that may come in the future, somewhere between community college and, European. You keep talking about European apprenticeships.
Well, one of the things that's happened there is the state of California has put into its budget a significant amount of money for community colleges and required community colleges to start creating programs together with local industry to train people for not an AA, not a certificate, but a J-O-B. And that's become a major thrust now. Interestingly enough, when I started at San Bernardino Valley College, that was a major thrust of the community colleges. It vanished during the 70s and 80s and 90s. And the
community colleges became preparatory for the 4 years.
Exactly. Well, we're going back to the other model because that's what the economy now needs if people are going to go to work.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.